Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done.
Welcome back. Thank you for hanging out with me in the Wayback Machine. 17 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. And check that out. Check them out at Amazon. And we're having a great visit with a new friend. Chris Muscovitas is going to be here. He is here. He's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to get him back again. He's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. He's been an expert in this area for many decades. And he gave us a really interesting tour in the last segment about where things are and the cost of cybersecurity these days, over $2 trillion around the world. The bad guys are getting much more sophisticated. Not only Chris in their ability to get through your protection, but to trick you. The data they have, the access to data that they have, can trick you into believing that what they're showing you is real, that it's good, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. And that's through the use of social engineering and through a method called phishing. They can pretend to be your boss. They can pretend to be your long-lost relative. They can pretend to be everybody, and they can trick you into giving them money or allowing them into your systems. It is they're very, very sophisticated.
So
my advice to people is always to take the X-Files route. Trust no one.
Right.
Always confirm with a phone call.
That's exactly right. So I've ordered things before and expected a FedEx delivery, for example, and within minutes get a FedEx phishing email. Now, I always wondered, were they actually, not that they knew it was me, but they knew that somehow that there was a FedEx transaction involved in my general area. And they just shot it out there to see if I would bite on it.
Well, you're reporting something very scary, and you need to pay close attention to your computers to make sure that you don't have a keylogger, somebody that's monitoring whatever you do, your own network. Somebody could be intercepting your network traffic. And you also need to be very careful if you have any of those listening devices like, the Alexa and the like.
That could also be compromised.
Yeah,
I wondered about that.
Right.
In fact, I won't talk about that in the next segment. No, I don't have any of these Internet of Things, those things are going to be scary. I think, and again, I won't talk about that in the next segment. But what are some of the things we can do in our companies to protect ourselves? Because the bad guys are coming down market, aren't they?
That's a great question, Jim. And the first thing we need to do is we need to understand that cybersecurity is not about information technology. Information technology creates value for us every day. Cybersecurity protects value. Those are two parallel tracks that your business is riding on. So we need to separate the two and understand that cybersecurity is about risk management. The other thing that we need to understand is we are protecting assets through the use of controls, right? We're playing defense. That puts us at a disadvantage because the attacker is always looking and examining, and they have all the time in the world. So we have to build a defense in depth strategy to do that. So, and the last thing that we need to do is we need to use our common sense. I believe in people's common sense, especially business people's common sense, right? They didn't get there by accident.
Mm-hmm.
So use your common sense. Make sure that you're not using the same stupid password across the board on every service. Make sure that you're using two-factor authentication, like what is being forced to you now from most banks and the like. Make sure that people have access only to systems as they need to, not just a blanket access across the board. And most importantly, make sure that you're engaging everybody into a conversation, that they understand what the issue is, that they can follow directions, and that they are involved themselves in the cybersecurity posture of your company.
Are there any new ways that they can get into your computer if you don't let them in? Can they break in? Or do we have to let them in?
No, we don't have to let them in. There is, first of all, there is millions of published vulnerabilities for many, many reasons that will take us a while to explain.
Right.
Some of these vulnerabilities on computer systems are not being plugged.
Not getting an update when one of the
that's right. I mean, you get all these published security updates,
right,
and people don't update the systems. Again, they don't update the systems for a variety of reasons, some of which can be very legitimate. For example, you can't put an update on a system because that may break something upstream or downstream from that system, so you have to put other controls in place.
Right.
Other times, you're just plainly overwhelmed, and sometimes you don't pay attention. And if you don't pay attention, you're criminally negligent because mm-hmm. that vulnerability is published, it's known, somebody's going to use it, they're going to get into your system. And, you know, Verizon has the Verizon report, which is a great piece of research, Verizon Data Breach Report,
mm-hmm.
Has time to compromise is measured in seconds. Time to exfiltration, which is data theft, is measured in days. And time to discovery and containment is measured in months. Somebody
right.
can be inside your system,
right.
stealing your data and using mm-hmm. your computer to attack other computers, and you wouldn't know anything about it for months. That's not okay.
Yeah. And, you know, now I get emails from people that I call them because I say, hey, I think you're hacked. I'm getting an email from you. And I let people know. I think we should do that, don't you? Tell people, hey, I think somebody's inside. You're getting hacked.
Jim, as I said, you're doing God's work. Absolutely, you have to tell people.
Cybersecurity
is a common responsibility. We need to be all involved in cybersecurity. We need to understand what this is about, and we need to take care of everybody.
Chris, I got to take a quick break. Chris Scott Muscovitas and I will be right back. His book is called Cybersecurity Program Development.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.